البيان راديو presents the following lesson from مسجد الأزهر بأمو.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, in this blessed month, our worship increases. Various types of worship. And from the most important worship that we do is our prayer. Our obligatory prayer is more important than our voluntary prayer. It is the most important thing after our shahada, our acceptance and testimony of faith. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not leave anything that he knew was good for us except that he taught us. And he did not leave anything that he knew was bad for us except he warned us from. And from the good that he taught us was the proper way to pray. He said, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Pray the way you see me pray. And he taught the companions every aspect of the prayer. And the companions, radiallahu anhum, they used to look at the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the way he prayed. And they paid attention to every aspect of it. And passed that information on and taught that. For there are many aspects of the prayer. And one aspect that I want to discuss today, which some of us have not perfected, and we know that regarding the prayer, that there is the obligation of praying. So when you pray, you fulfill that obligation and remove that obligation from your neck. You've completed your obligation. And the other aspect is the reward. So you may have lifted that obligation from yourself, but how much reward do you get? And it came in the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that one may pray and will only get a tenth of the reward, a ninth, an eighth, a seventh, a sixth, a fifth, a fourth, a third, and half. Meaning, we may fulfill our obligation, but we are not getting the full reward. What allows us to get the full reward, or getting close to that as possible? Various things. First and foremost is your intention. The second thing is how much of the sunnah you are following in your prayer. How much of your prayer is imitating the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed and taught us how to pray. So, one of the issues that I want to mention is when do we go down in ruku', in bowing, and in sujood, in prostration? When we are praying behind the imam. Because some people fall into extremes. Some may beat the imam. And this is something which is very dangerous. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned about this. And there are those who delay too much from the imam, where the imam may move on to the next action and they still have not moved into that current position yet. And then there are some who are a bit hasty. They don't beat the imam, but they haven't gone into the right position at the right time. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day he got up and addressed the companions and he taught them the prayer. And part of what he said to them was that if the imam makes takbir and goes into ruku', then you make takbir and go into ruku'. And the imam goes into ruku', goes into the bowing position before and raises up before you do. And this is the key. Before you do. So the imam has to go into that position before we go into it. And he also said in the same hadith that when he makes takbir and he goes into sujood, then you go, you make takbir and go into sujood. And the imam goes into sujood and gets up before you do. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if the imam makes ruku', goes into ruku', goes into the bowing position, then you go into the bowing position and do not go into the bowing position until he has gone into the bowing position. And he said the same thing about the sujood. So what do we learn about this? Is that when the imam makes takbir to go into ruku', to go into sujood, to get back up, we do not move until he has completely gone into that position. So the imam says, Allahu Akbar, he's now in ruku', then we go in. Not while he's doing it. And this is where most of us start moving. Allahu Akbar, and then we start. He still hasn't gone in yet. So we wait. And this is the perfect way of doing it. And that's why for those who can see the imam, then they are allowed to look towards the imam. Even though while we're in prayer, we should be looking at the place of our prostration. But if you can see the imam, you can look towards him to see, has he finalized his movement? But this is from the perfection of the prayer. We said, not everyone will get the full reward. The closer we are to the sunnah, the closer we get to getting the full reward. And what emphasizes this even more, and we'll finish off with this, is what the great companion Al-Bara radiallahu anhu said. He said that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, Sami Allahu liman hamida, none of us, meaning the companions, none of us would lower their backs until his head touched the ground. This is the clearest narration that describes the way it's supposed to be done. So they did not start moving because they heard the Prophet say, Allahu Akbar. They waited till his forehead was on the ground. This is the extent to which the companions followed the wording of the Prophet. Do not prostrate until he prostrates. Do not go into ruku' until he makes ruku'. But I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that he gives us the proper understanding and allows us to fulfill this and to allow us to get the most out of our prayer. Wallahu alam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum.